There are an estimated 500 future Bible prophecies yet to be fulfilled. That's a lot. Since God is 100% accurate, we know everything he recorded for us in the Bible that has not happened will happen. We reserve a few minutes Sunday morning to suggest news or trends that seem to be predicted by a literal futurist reading of the Bible. We are always careful to use recognized, reliable sources for news. Sensationalism is counterproductive to the message of prophecy. We're never saying the things we report are the definite fulfillment of prophecy, only that they are the things you'd expect to see happening if the stage is being set for things to come. The nation of Israel, recognizing Jesus as their Messiah and receiving him as king, is the dominant theme of the remaining prophecies and of the remaining future. For example, a 7-year time of great tribulation is predicted. We call it the Great Tribulation, but a better name for it is the time of Jacob's trouble, meaning Israel. Jacob was the father of the 12 boys who constitute the 12 tribes of Israel. The happenings of the time of Jacob's trouble are designed to save the Jews on earth at the Lord's second coming. And indeed, we read in the Bible that when the Lord comes, all Israel will be saved. And so Israel is the important key nation in what's happening in the end times. There are predictions in the Bible that Israel at that time in the future will stand alone, that no one will stand with her but God. Along those lines, I read an article in The Economist this week titled Israel Alone. That's pretty straightforward. Excerpt from it reads like this: a temporary ceasefire and hostage release could cause a change of Israel's government. From the rubble, talks of a two-state solution could begin, underwritten by America and its Gulf allies. If you keep up with news at all, you heard Senator Chuck Schumer call upon Israel to hold new elections to change their government. Trying to explain himself, he said, Netanyahu could prevent any election until 2026, he said. I worry under his leadership, Israel would become such a pariah in the world and even in the United States because I look at the numbers and they're rapidly decreasing. I had to speak out before it erodes. President Donald Trump in February of 2020 announced his plan for the peace of Jerusalem. He said, my vision presents a win-win opportunity for both sides, a realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security. In the book of Joel, the Lord says, I will gather all the nations of the earth and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Then I will enter into judgment with them on behalf of my people and my inheritance, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and they have divided up my land. And so the Lord is going to judge all nations that participated in the dividing or the desire to divide their land. Joel Rosenberg, he writes, the Bible is crystal clear. The Lord Almighty will judge all nations who divide the land of Israel. The nation of Israel, reborn and in her promised land, is a very definite fulfillment of many prophecies. Standing alone, being forced by the nations of the world to divide up her land, interfering with her democracy, these are things that are pronounced and that we would expect to be happening in light of the Bible. And so end times events are starting to progress more and more rapidly according to God's plan. This 7-year time of great tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble, it's going to break out upon the earth. You can read all about it in chapters 6 through 19 of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, what you won't read about is the church. We are significantly absent from the time of tribulation when God is pouring out his wrath on the earth and dealing mainly, again, with Israel. Jesus promised his church, I will keep you from, and he means out of, the hour of trial which will come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. He keeps us entirely out of those 7 years by raising deceased church-age saints and then rapturing we who are alive and remain. He comes and he catches up those of us who are alive and remain and gives us our glorified bodies. The return of the Lord for us is imminent. It could happen at any time. Nothing prophetically or historically or grammatically needs to appear anytime before Jesus can come. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.